Love Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years. And number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
We are doing well.
Good.
It's a Wednesday in the USA.
Oh, my goodness. And it's probably getting warmer on your side of the town world, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
We're talking 70, mid to upper 70.
Wow, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to be soon, close to the neck of the woods that you're going to be in weather-wise, I guess, right?
Yeah, soon. Yep.
Very, very cool.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Wow.
So what are you going to be doing? I saw your thing. What are you going to be doing with the radio? You're going to do the Pono radio again?
There's a movement afoot to get that seriously up and running, and so, there's a big, big event in June that they want to launch. Hope Chapel and some local business folks want to launch Pono Radio at this big event with a speaker. He's a former pastor, preacher dude, a guy named Francis Chan. A lot of folks love his books. He's written Crazy Love and all kinds of cool books. And he's going to be there, and they do a big thing called Basketball Maui, where they reach out to the kids for a whole week. They do a basketball camp, and they bring in, like, professional basketball players and coaches. It's a pretty cool deal, and then they have a big kind of all-star basketball game to wrap it up. And so, really, it's an event at the whole island.
And that's in June or July? When is that, June?
Yeah, mid-June, yeah, it goes. The camp starts, like, around June 6th or 7th, goes till the 14th, and then that big outreach at Hope Chapel is the 14th.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And Pastor Ben Pragnell, who's at Hope Chapel there in Kihei in Maui, South Maui, he loves the concept of Pono Radio and wants to see if we can at least have it on the air and, see if so people can be getting a little bit of a taste of what Pono Radio is all about. It's going to be kind of unique. It's an internet-based radio station, so you can hear it all over the world, but it'll be based on Maui, and so it'll be a local station, a lot of local promotions, local events, play-by-play with the youth, sports and all that cool stuff. So that's, I think, why Ben's real excited too, as we have a heart for kids and reaching them through sports. It's gonna be cool. And looking forward to finally, you know, it's funny how your dreams, sometimes you have a dream or a vision, and then, you know, in the Bible it talks about what seems to be the death of the vision. You go through a period where it looks like it's not happening. And then there's the realization.
Where's that in the Bible? I've got to read that.
That's really cool. Isaiah.
I have to look. Yeah, the concordance. I got to look in there.
Yeah. Well, Google nowadays is the best concordance. You can Google a part of Scripture, and usually just if you get a few of the words in from the verse, you know, you get the whole verse in multiple translations. So, yeah. The vision, the death of the vision, and then the realization of the vision. It seems to be a real common cycle if you look at Bible stories and life. We all have vision, death of the vision, and then the realization of the vision. And then maybe the seeming death of the vision again. And I know you and I have talked about that, how we, at various times in our lives, gone through you know, kind of those kinds of cycles. So
I just want to know why God makes us so much wiser when we're older, but then the body's not as vibrant as when we're younger. I want to know that.
Yeah.
Because that changes with your vision, too, and then you have to delegate and delegate, and, you know, and everything
that's
takes
so
money.
True.
But you can, isn't it funny? Yeah. Yeah, it makes it.
Honestly, as I get older, one of my first considerations in any endeavor now is energy. You know, I think, really, do I have the energy for that? You know,
they tested me for vitamin D a couple weeks ago, and it was a 12. It's like dangerously low, and I'm going, aha, that's
Whoa.
Why I want to go to sleep all the time, right?
Whoa.
And so now they have me on 50,000 units a week, and I'm like going, wow, that's why I don't have the energy, plus the, you know, the grief from so long and stress. And I go, wow, this is not good. But then, you know, you start to go, wow, now I see how the old people feel when they're really losing the energy, because I know mine's going to come back. No, I know it'll come back, but, you know, I've always been super energetic, and you start to go, wow, this is, like, really amazing. So, you know, today our first half of our show is going to be on buying a house, why you could go ahead and go in on a hooey with people. And that kind of slides right into not trying to do everything on your own, you know, and how you have to delegate and get other people involved. And, yeah, and a hooey, basically, in Hawaii, we call it hooeys, where you have a group of people that go in and buy a property, you know. So it's just not one owner. They call it a hooey. And, yeah, we're going to talk about that the first half. And then the second half, you have a very interesting guest on.
Yeah, Deb Ingino is going to be with us. She's with StrengthLeader.com. And just another kind of in our parade of leadership kind of heavyweights, powerful people who have been successful coaches in the corporate realm. And, yeah, Deb's going to be with us. She's going to be calling in from New York. And,
good.
Yeah, her website is strengthleader.com. So she does a lot of course strength assessments, leadership assessments for people, and been doing that successfully for many, many years. And so, yeah, that'll be awesome. And, you know, again, that fits with a lot of our audience, which, you know, you tend to have sales folks, brokers, as well as just, you know, regular Joes, you know, who want to buy real estate. But a chunk of our audience always is, you know, as brokers. And so leadership plays into that. And I know you were a guest on Dave Ferguson's show.
Right, that was really good.
And
it was
powerful. Some of the stuff.
No,
that,
it's a good show. I think what he's doing with leadership is fantastic, you know, to get people into seeing what they're doing and how they're working with things. And I think you had somebody on, I'm trying to think who you had on a few months back where it was, they were really big in believing in the assessment testing, which I really am a firm believer in that too, because we're all so, you know, different in our own personalities. And when you really see what your strengths and weaknesses are, you can work on that. You know, so I think it's,
I think that was Doran.
Like, oh, okay.
I remember because I ran into him. We were doing a live show at the Starbucks there in Kihei in Maui, and Zoran was there, and he actually is a consultant. And as you know, sometimes the way consultants dress depends on where you live. You know, here on the mainland, Zoran's sitting in the flip-flops and tank top with his phone and his, you know, Bluetooth and doing counseling and consulting on the patio at Starbucks.
But, you know, it's so cool. It's so true, though, isn't it? Because, like, on the East Coast, everybody always dressed so much. But I'm noticing all around the world, people aren't always dressing like they used to dress, you know. 10, 20 years ago, it's changing. But you're right. On the East Coast, it's much more formal. Then you get to Hawaii, and it's way more laid back. Everybody says, what do you dress like that for, you know? And it's pretty funny the way that works. Well, where we're talking about with the hooey is, if, you know, you may think you can't buy any parcel of property or may not be able to get involved, but you could get involved maybe in an investment or with a group of people, right? And that's what a hooey is, where you get involved, and you want to be careful who you're getting involved in. It's good to know the people you're getting involved in, but one person may bring money to the table, another person may bring expertise. Typically, everybody chips in a little bit of money. I'm hearing a big echo on our line. I don't know if that's I guess it's just
the
phone.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
That's okay.
I hear it too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. We've got it's interesting. Every time you're ready to go out of town, like everything seems to break. So I'm going there. That's why I had to call you for the other number. So I won't go into that right now. But I've been working on like a bunch of things at the same time. Not working, but I mean trying to fix emails and cars and getting things done. But with the HUI, you basically bring people in, and we talked before on one of the shows about REITs, R-E-I-T-s, where people go in and get buy into real estate investment trusts, you know, and they go in through the stock market, et cetera, and get involved where maybe they'll invest their money that way, and then they have, of course, the money's being managed, so you're making profits on it, and that's getting into the market. The HUI is more when you're keeping it private. You know, you may have four or five people get involved. It could be 10 people. The numbers aren't really going to make a difference. But you may want to set it up under an LLC, a limited liability corporation. There's a couple different ways to set that up. But it's just something to think about because sometimes there's a lot of deals out there and people are passing them up. But again, you have to be careful and you have to have a good backout plan too, an escape plan, for example, if one person doesn't pony up and do what they're supposed to do in the HUI, you know, but HUIs are quite common in many places. So it's just another
cool
thing.
Name.
Yeah. Well, all the Hawaiian names are cool, aren't they? Kind of like
HUI.
The HUI, you know, a HUI ho. The,
let's go have a poo-poo and talk about the HUI, yeah.
Isn't that so funny when you go for poo-poos and people, I start to go, can I see your poo-poo menu? I mean, your light fare menu, your appetizer menu, you know, and you're so, what the heck are poo-poos? It's like so
what
funny.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, really. So,
now, is this a, this can be a residential as well, not just a commercial, but you're talking about a residential, like two or three people could go in on a house? As
yes, it's mostly
property?
Residential. It could be. It doesn't have to just be residential. It can be commercial. It can be residential. Uh-huh. And just go in on it. And, of course, people, you know, you think that. But a lot of sometimes, you know, it's just something to think about right now. Especially there's a lot of people, you know, we're getting back into some of the markets where you may be able to pick things up and then flip them, even though the lenders don't want you to sell anything more usually typically. Want you to buy and wait, hold it at least 90 days. There's also, you know, there's a lot of situations going on there. So it's just something to look at. I wouldn't take all my hard-earned cash and use it, but if you have a little bit of money to invest and you have different people, you know, it's not worth mentioning to friends or people. Somebody may have the income and want and be willing to get on. The other people may have the cash. Some people may have the labor, you know, work. You know, we all bring different skills to the table, so. Just mentioning how you can get involved and start looking at opening up your horizon to look at that and maybe get involved.
Now, the question is, when you say, so we're talking about HUI, of course, a partnership in Hawaii. Is
Anywhere. It could be anywhere. I mean, it doesn't have to be Hawaii. We're just saying
well, that was,
HUI,
that
the
was
Hawaiian
my question.
Word.
Yeah, that was my
yeah.
question. Is it more something that's done? In Hawaii and rather than the
No,
name,
no, it's okay. actually done everywhere. I just like the name
okay.
the HUI, and then it's just thinking, you know, you're everybody's involved. And,
okay.
Yeah, you just have a bunch of people. And that's a great question. It would be wonderful if you could just say, you know, it's just, you know, I've always, I mean, basically, you think, well, I'm afraid to get involved with a bunch of people. I don't want the liability, right? So, I mean, it's definitely more something you want to talk to just your close friends with or a few people if you want to get involved in. And
yeah.
I think sometimes though, a lot of people think people are afraid to ask the question or bring that up to people, you know, and there's a lots of times it's worth, again, not putting all your money into one basket, but looking at the potential of a HUI. And,
well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially if, you know, if you don't think you could really swing it on your own. And but you,
well,
do
you know,
wanna,
yeah, right. Somebody,
yeah, get a foot in the door and. You know, start getting to be an investor. It's one way to kind of do it. And again, I can see where you'd want to know, you know, who the people are. I mean, absolutely, and feel comfortable with them.
Yeah, and just get in. You know, it could be, say, a vacation rental. You can start small and say, hey, let's a few people go in on a vacation rental and make sure the numbers are there so that we're going to see a profit every month, right? And and start small. Start on one small property. And then work the numbers out and see how that works, you know. We have a, well, you know, they also have fractional ownerships where people get into fractional ownerships, and different states have different rules as far as fractional ownerships go. In Hawaii, you can't have more than six parties. In fractional ownership, technically you could have like 12 pieces, right? People could own a 12th of that property. So, you know, you have to check into state laws. But those are just different things people get into as well, you know, of ways to do things. So we're just throwing it out there because we just like to always give people food for thought and to think of something else that they may want to do. You know, people are trying to be extra cautious right now, but there's so much going on with the we don't know what's going on. I think it just seems to be such a different depending on where you are, some people are doing really well and a lot of people are really hurting. So, you know, something to look at.
Yeah.
And
well, I know,
you know
it's oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying the stock market. I mean, if you know how to play it, people have made so much money in the stock market, but it just depends on what you're into.
Yeah, absolutely. Realty Universal Radio is the name of the show that you are listening to. And again, our call-in number, as always, 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428.
And, you want to take
Natalie
a quick break and we'll come right back?
Founder of Realty Universal, of course, with us on the phone. The website, realtyuniversal.com, realtyuniversal.com. I am playing with some of the virtual board here to see if I can track down. I think I've minimized some of the echo, so that's the good news.
Oh, good. Did you want to take a quick break and come right back?
Let me do that so I can tinker around here a little bit. And we'll be right back.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
James Scurlock's remarkable documentary shines the light of truth on a national tragedy. You know, many Americans are drowning in debt, way too many, and something has to be done to stem this tide. I know about this personally. I was a millionaire starting from nothing by age 26, and I was broke again by 30. I crashed. I splatted. I did stupid with zeros on the end. And then I started over. And I was a millionaire again by the time I was 40. That time I did it with no debt because I don't borrow money. I crashed and burned, but I learned. Believe me, I learned. And for almost 15 years now, I have sat at a broadcast desk like this, doing our talk radio show, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, listening to the pain and heartbreak of literally hundreds of thousands of Americans. Millions of them listening in while I do that. Sure, I give advice, but first I listen. Never stop listening. Winning at money, personal finance, wealth building is 80% behavior. It's only 20% head knowledge. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. If you really want a different result, you've got to get knowledge, yes. More importantly, change your behavior permanently. When my wife Sharon and I did that, it revolutionized our lives. Personal finance isn't rocket science. It's just common sense. It's how your grandparents lived. If you don't have the money, you can't buy it. Hey, that's a neat idea. And you know, you can learn how to handle money. You can change your behaviors. You can do it. Where do you start, though? Well, here's some practical ideas that our team members teach all across the nation every day. First, stop the bleeding. You can't get out of a hole while you're digging out the bottom. Cut up your credit cards. That's right. Plastic surgery, a plastectomy. You learn the difference between wants and needs. And for now, you only buy what you really need. And even if you're going to buy a want, you only do it with cash. And start using cash more. We suggest you use a thing called the envelope system, where you put cash in some envelopes for some of your spending categories, and you write on them what the money's for. On your food envelope, you write food. And then you can only buy food out of the food envelope. And you can't buy clothes out of the food envelope. And you can't buy food out of the clothes envelope. No cheating. And when that envelope's empty, I don't care if the shirt's on sale. Shut up. You can't buy it. That's how it works. Then get on a budget. We recommend a zero-based budget. Spend your whole paycheck on paper before the month begins. Give every dollar a name. Every dollar has a predestination. You got to love it. Hey, if you don't have a job, get one. We recommend a program we call the Baby Steps, because you can walk all the way around the world if you do it one step at a time, step by step by step. And cleaning up and winning with money is the same way. We have seven baby steps we want to walk you through. Baby step one, start a beginner baby emergency fund of $1,000. Really quickly, I want you to get a $1,000 rainy day fund just to keep the little emergencies from becoming new debt. Number two, set up a plan to get out of debt. We use a thing we call the debt snowball, where you list your debts, smallest to largest, pay minimum payments on everything but the little one, and attack the little one with a vengeance. When that one's gone, you take the payments you used to pay there, and you attack the next one down. When that one's gone, you take the payments from one and two, and you attack number three. And you work all of your debts off except your house using the debt snowball. And you do that with real focus, intensity. This, I've had it. I'm getting out of debt. And then once you finish baby step two and you're out of debt, everything but the house, you go back to that $1,000 account in baby step three and raise it up to 3 to 6 months of expenses. Once you've done that, then you move on to baby step four, which is 15% of your income into retirement. Five is saving for your kids' college, if that applies to your situation. Six is pay off the house early. You know, we're teaching people this all over America. They're paying off their homes in 7, 8, 9 years. How cool is that? And without a house payment, you move on to the last baby step. Baby step seven is become very wealthy and give a bunch of it away. When it comes to money, ignorance isn't bliss. You need to get in a class. Find one that offers both information and accountability. There are classes taught right now in thousands of locations all across the country. In classes, people learn what they need to know, and they put the knowledge to work, encouraging and supporting each other in the process. Read books about money. You know, I've written several, but there are many other people that have written great books. 5 years from now, Charlie Tremendous Jones says, you'll be the same person you are today, except for the people you meet and the books you read. Read, 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 read. Turn your car into a learning center. Zig Ziglar says this, we offer help and hope to callers on more than 300 radio stations, including Sirius and XM, 5 days a week. We take this message of personal responsibility, and we do it in live events several times a year with audiences that number tens of thousands of people. You know, I'm just one guy, but there's a lot of other people out there doing this stuff. Listen, help's available if you want it badly enough. You'll find it. I can tell you this. Very few things are certain in life, but this much I can promise you. The anxiety, the pain, the calls from creditors, the hopeless cycle of debt, it will continue until you change. Yes, the companies are misbehaving, but you know what? It's up to you to fix your life. That personal responsibility element is where you have control. You can rock your world doing this.
Yeah, buddy. All right, welcome back. Dave Ramsey firing us up. Coach, Realty Universal Radio, the name of the show. And, of course, as always, the phone number 347-945-5428. If you'd like to call in, of course, as well, check out the website at realtyuniversal.com. Lots and lots and lots of cool stuff there. Natalie Mullinex with us, president and founder of Realty Universal. I just spaced there for a minute. I'm okay. And we'd love, again, for you to touch base with us. And, again, we're just so excited about the growth in this program. The listenership, the archive listenership continues to grow, and we're excited. Deb and Gino is going to join us in just a few minutes.
Oh, that would be exciting.
Strength Leader. In fact, strengthleader.com is her website. Worked in more than 14 countries, helping develop a Long Island company, went from $50 million to over $500 million, knows how to help do that. She mentors coaches and business leaders today. So, and she's going to be with us, and I'm excited. I mean, it's, maybe I could do an assessment. Maybe I could see if I could be
able
to.
Yeah, you could
say,
do that,
hey,
absolutely.
I could
You'd
answer some
leader.
Questions. Oh, well.
It's a lot,
you know,
it's a lot more, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? They talk about the fact in leadership that, you know, it's, everybody's a leader, really, when you think about it. Even a stay-at-home mom with kids, guess what? She's leading. She's leading
mm-hmm.
those kids. And leadership, you know, qualities and are important, even as a stay-at-home mom. So I think it's safe to say everybody, you know, needs and is a leader in some form or fashion. At the very least, and this is where John Maxwell kind of hammers people. He says, at the very least, you've got to be a leader of yourself. You can't
exactly.
lead other people if you don't lead yourself. Meaning, discipline, meaning, all of that stuff, which I know
we really
all
have to take care
with.
Of yourself, right? Like without your health,
yeah.
you can't, you know, do anything. Yeah, it's hard to, it's kind of like, it's nice if people, when you're leading, walk your talk, right? And you deal with so many different personalities, too, so it's important to be able to.
You know, and I struggle with that. I mean, I think we all do. We all have our, I think, areas of struggle, right? Our burdens to bear, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, my gosh. We need reality shows, right? Can you imagine somebody following you around with a camera for 30 days and you don't know they're following you? But not to put it on TV, just for us to see ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
See ourselves in action for 30 days. And wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Uh-huh.
That would be a pretty rude awakening, or maybe even 2 or 3 days, you know? I don't know. But nobody's perfect, and we're all different, and I think that's the one thing we have to appreciate in life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And understand that it's a journey, and it's a marathon, not a sprint, and all of that good stuff. And,
it is a marathon, isn't it?
It's in for the long haul. Hey, just before we go to Deb and Gino for the second half of our show, anything you want to say in terms of wrapping up the hooey?
I just want to say that, you know, just don't think that you can't do anything. You can get other people involved and get into a part of it, you know, or start investing and getting into the reps. And, you know, the big thing is to really start changing your mindset and start to see how your money can work for you, because so many of us tend to bring in the money, put the money back out, bring in the money, put the money back out. And I tell you, I wish I would have learned about compound interest when I was 20 years old, because it works, and that's where people become really wealthy. And so when a hooey, if you're going to get involved in something, maybe you're not going to spend a lot of money. Maybe you're just going to take a little bit that you could lose anyhow and start working with it. But it doesn't mean, I don't have, you know, they may say, I don't have the huge down payment, I don't have the funds for this one. But there might be a group of you that do. And together you can do it. But, you know, you only want to risk what you're not afraid of losing, but I think it's a really good stepping stone to get it yourself into something that, and of course you still need to speak to an attorney, a good real estate attorney, and cover yourselves and, like, you know, make sure that you're protected every which way you can be. So,
it's
another way to look at things.
Yeah, we always say that. RealtyUniversal.com, again, the website for all the information on what we've talked about and so much more. Well, it is that time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We are transitioning into the second half of our program, where we get inspired and fired up and motivated and encouraged, and we learn a whole lot of cool things. And it's going to happen this half hour. It'll fly by. Deb and Gino is with us. And, again, we talked about her experience in more than 14 countries contributing to the growth of a well-known and highly successful Long Island company, going from $50 million to over $500 million. And Deb knows how to obviously help leaders, help business people, and she does that. She mentors coaches and business folks. She's a host of a weekly show herself called Leadership Insights Podcast on iTunes, and is the CEO of Strength Leader Development. And Deb and Gino joins us. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely.
We're very, very pumped because you're one of those folks that a half an hour, we are just getting started with you.
I am from New York, so I'll talk fast.
I noticed, of course, strengthleader.com is your website, and I know there are some other websites and maybe you can talk about too. But Deb, why don't you, we want to let you talk. I tend to, being a radio guy, ask, you know, 3-minute questions, and I don't want to do that today. I don't want to kind of teach. I'm doing it right as we speak. I want to give you the microphone and really let you kind of take over. But you deal with leadership and coaching business people. A lot of folks, of course, that Natalie, a lot of our audience with Natalie, brokers, you know, successful folks in the real estate industry and even other industries. And, talk a little bit about what you do and maybe how you can, how you can help others and how you continue to do that. What exactly do you do in the leadership arena?
Yeah, well, thanks so much. I'd be happy to tell you a little bit about what I do. Maybe maybe first if I just share a little bit how I got there, because it might be pretty, might resonate with a few other folks as well. I had been in a very traditional corporate career for many years, and as you pointed out, Randy, I spent a good chunk of time helping to expand the service operations of the organization around the world. Now they service customers, and I think now it's more than 100 countries, so quite significant.
Wow.
But what I found is that in my corporate career, I was spending an incredible amount of my time helping people, mentoring people into their strengths. What were their real strengths? And oftentimes they say we can't see ourselves when we're in the frame. You know, we can't see that picture outside of ourselves because we're sort of so in tune with what's happening externally to us. Sometimes we don't oftentimes give ourselves the credit for the things that we do naturally well.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is each of us influence results through our strengths to death. That's when we're in our sweet spot. So thinking of it in terms matching to what you do, right, and in the real estate game, man, there are probably things in that business that you are so well versed in that it comes so naturally. I bet you take it for granted.
Right. We talk about, Randy and I talk about that too. He does it with radio. Exactly.
That's right. So those things that we do naturally well are our strengths. Now, for some of us, we'll go through a process and identify them. I know I work with folks not only looking back at their history, but also taking an online assessment that helps them to really sort out what their strengths are. But the real key for us as leaders is that if we want to become the best potential, become our own potential, we really are best served doing that by staying in our particular strength zone. Now, would it help if I just guys there's like a four-step process to kind of figure out?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Zone. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So the very interesting, you know, think back about projects, activities, events. Whether you were the line leader in kindergarten and your big buzz was the fact that you got to lead kids to the cafeteria. Or maybe in college you're the editor of the newspaper. Or maybe on the job you got some incredible recognition for something that you did remarkably well that people recognize. So think back to those types of projects and look at what was it about that activity that you really got excited about? Was it being in charge of that kindergarten class? Was it the recognition of having a byline in the newspaper? Was it the fact that the boss really called you out and said you did exceptional work and it was a great model for everyone else? So start to think back to some of that history. And like I said, I mean, you could take some online assessments. And that will help, too. But that is the very first piece, is what are the things that you do naturally well? The second piece is, what are you most passionate about? You know, what do you feel called to do? Is there something about your life experience that really is relevant here?
Right, so, I do believe in. So you do start people off with an assessment test, and then you go through their personality type of, you go through where
That's
they've
right.
been and what they've already done well, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like for you, I wonder, Natalie, how you ended up in the area that you're in.
Well, I was really hungry. I had a son to raise. He was 6 years old, and I was getting divorced, and I had just gotten into real estate. And I firmly believe to this day that had I not been so hungry and been the sole provider for my family without any additional support, I might not have done it as well. Once I did it and you knew you can do it, then it's easier to go do things, you know? So I think that's kind of, I think each one of us have our own stories, you know, that if you're pushed to do something or you don't, I think that makes a big difference. And then I think sometimes we have a path, and that if we listen to our spirit and our soul, you know, that path can zigzag, but you'll always kind of end up back where you're supposed to be eventually. If you really do listen, I think unfortunate things of being like in the corporate world is having to be stuck in the politics and under other people's rules where you can't really do what you want to do, in my opinion, versus if you're totally in the entrepreneurial world where you can reach out and do what you want to do, how you want to do it, but then, you know, that type of thing. So I think, in my opinion, it really varies. I don't know. And I think sometimes our largest strength could also be a weakness because that's just my opinion, because sometimes we get so focused. I've always been one that can have tunnel vision. If I'm, you know, planning or going after a goal, I can have tunnel vision, and that's not a good thing. It's a good thing in certain aspects, but not everywhere, you know? So I think there's a balancing act somewhere in that, all of this.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're right
yeah.
on target when it, first of all, when it comes to your passion, so that motivation can sometimes be external, right?
Yeah.
So a
right.
circumstance or situation forces a passion to rise up in us. And one of the
yeah.
ways we can really discern if that passion is real or not, here's a quick gut test. If you would do it for free, if it's something that you would do just because you love it so much that you feel so called to it,
right.
then you know it's a real passion.
That's really, that makes sense. Yeah,
you know,
that makes a lot of sense.
Deb?
Yeah.
Deb, it's funny, when you said that think back thing, it was interesting what just happened there, and I just got to share this while we're on it, because there's power in that. I thought back to sixth grade, I was student body president of my elementary
school.
Wow. So I won the election. I was, you know, and I was really in my zone. I loved being a leader. I loved all that came with it. I was very good at that. And I got to be in charge of the ice cream sales at noon, which is really cool, but not good for me because I, you know, anyway.
wow.
But it's weird how I just felt this real sense of power and like, wow, connecting with that part of me again that, you know, that I've kind of, yeah, at various times of my life, it's ebbed and flowed, you know. But that,
wow.
There's a power in that thinking back thing, isn't it?
Yeah, there really is.
That's really amazing. Hey, Randy, you were about, what, 11 years old in the sixth grade?
Yeah, 11, 12, yeah.
And didn't you lose your mom around 9? I'm only asking because that would really
yeah.
make,
yeah, yeah,
that's
my
incredible
mom.
That you went from, that, you mean losing your mom, how devastating that must have been to actually going into such a leadership role so quickly. That's really, really
yeah,
amazing.
That's pretty unique.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting, yeah. But I just, thanks for that little process. I've already learned something.
Yeah.
I've got a takeaway. Thanks, Deb. That's been awesome.
No, you're welcome. And, you know, the last two pieces are this. The next piece is, so we've got these strengths. We've got this passion. Now, where the two of them intersect, where those two streets meet is our sweet spot. But the next piece, and this is where a lot of people get it a little bit wrong, is we really need to see where will it bring the most value.
And do you mean value to other people, value to a big vision, or value to ourselves personally?
Well, value to ourselves is important, but value to other people is probably equally important. Because if we can see where it will bring the most value, who our natural demographic would be, that's important. Like even in the real estate business, I know that when my husband and I were looking for a home, we went to a realtor at that point who was specializing in the homes that we were looking for. So it was, we were trading up for the next size house, and we needed someone who understood that we had a house that we needed to sell, and we were still interested in buying a new one.
Right, right.
So that value piece is really important. The other reason it's important is, in order for us to be successful using our strengths, there needs to be an audience. There needs to be people to use it with.
Yeah.
And the final, you know, how do you use them in leadership? That's the real key. So, like Randy, I love the story that you were sharing, and you know, you think about how some of those things play out in what you do today. You know, things that what each of us do today. Now, I remember as a kid. Listen, I grew up in New York City in a 2-bedroom apartment, and there were 7 children. Okay,
wow.
There was a girl's bedroom. There was a boy's bedroom, and then mom and dad slept on a pullout in the apartment in the living room. And I joked around with people when they said, wow, you know, you're really very articulate, or boy, you know, you are very comfortable speaking in front of large audiences. And I kept saying, I'm from a big Italian family in New York.
Wow.
Someday, large audience.
That's funny. Yeah, that's awesome.
I see. Think back in your history. Things that come very natural to us could have been because we had opportunity to sharpen that saw through our early years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ample time maybe to use it. Or there was something that really pushed us. For a lot of us, there's a defining moment, maybe when you leave for college, or maybe when you move out on your own, or you get your first job, or you take on some big responsibility, where we have an opportunity to step up as a leader and lead ourselves to reach our potential, and that strength is the real key.
That's really amazing. Yeah, that's really. I know when I was a teenager, I'd go for a job and they'd put me in the higher position, or I'd be in a job and right away they're promoting me without me even wanting to be promoted, you know, just because of the way I carried myself back then and what I was doing. I guess it's interesting how we all have our, and then we actually we have combinations too, you know, depending on what you're doing. But I always wonder, they always say go with your passion and do what you love and then everything else comes from that, you know, everything else will fall into place.
Oftentimes the things that we're passionate about are things that come very easy to us. So we get excited about it because we know we're going to be a star performer.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And I think things change as you get older, too. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to, I think we're tracking, Natalie, on the same thing because passions can change through life. Right? Something that was a passion and a gifting, and you were at that intersection and it was a sweet spot, you find yourself, and I'll just say it, for me, radio, and Natalie and I have had this conversation, I do it really well, it's what I do, and I've done forever, I do add value with it. But, you know, I as I've gotten older, more of a desire and a passion to you know, to move more into, you know, the speaking, the coaching. My wife and I do marriage seminars, and, you know, more of that kind of thing. And yet it seems like radio is always there and I'm always adding value. But it's not as much a passion. It's a gift, but it's not as much a passion anymore. Can you talk about that, speak to that transition of passion?
Yeah, you know, passion, there's passion and then how we execute that passion or how we display that passion. So our passion can be very consistent throughout most of our life, but how we actually display that passion could be different. So may I use an example of someone who's an artist?
Okay.
I had the good fortune last week to be a speaker at an event with Dan Miller and Michael Hyatt and Chuck Bowen, Pierce Mars, a few other folks in Nashville. And one of the things, this was an Innovate event, so it was specifically designed for creatives. So these were artists, writers, people who had creativity about them.
Wow.
And one of the things that was very interesting, there's a good friend of mine who happened to have been at the event. Her name is Debbie Dearman. Debbie Dearman and her husband, Kirk, very famously wrote a song that's been in, apparently, church forever. And Kirk is a composer and a writer. Debbie was a gifted singer. But Debbie lost her voice about 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
Her voice just broke, yeah. And she can speak, but almost like as a whisper.
Mm.
So singing right now is out for her.
Mm.
But what's interesting is while Debbie is passionate about sharing her gift of creativity and touching other people, she is now painting. So
wow.
Her passion is the same. Her passion for touching other people with the beauty that she's been naturally gifted with stays the same. But how she's sharing that gifting is different. So now she's painting gorgeous paintings. Beautiful, beautiful pieces. So do you see what I mean? That passion stays the same. Her passion is to share her gift and to show people the beauty that's in this world. How she's doing it today is dramatically different than how she did it in the past.
That's incredible.
Okay. Yeah,
she switched
so it
right
takes
over.
Different forms, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of that's interesting. Because, Randy, you're so great at the radio. I mean, he really is. I've known him for a long time. And he's so talented with it. And I think I can see where we get bored with what we do. For example, me in the real estate industry, it's natural to wheel and deal, negotiate, but I always want to negotiate on something larger, you know, or really big issues or problems, you know, type of thing more. and delegate more, set up systems, run businesses, not be the business, like, type of thing, you know? And, yeah, and you get to where you're like, you just get exhausted at times when you wouldn't, from being in for so long, so that I can understand how Randy gets with radio. And then somebody else would say to me, but you're so good at it. You're so good at this. You're so natural at this. And it's like, really? You know, you kind of go, oh, well, whatever, you know? No, I mean, it just kind of doesn't feel invigorating, yet I can be talking to people that are having personal issues, maybe emotional issues or life issues, and my heart, I'm not getting paid a penny for it, and my heart just goes so out, and I'm connecting with the spirit, and I just can feel, I want to, there, I can do that and just be in awe, because when I'm helping, you know, as well, of course, and that's a different type of thing. Now, in the real estate industry, you come in contact with a lot of people, so you take those gifts and the feelings, and it kind of rolls with it, and it goes together. But I could not get paid for that. And on the other side, in the industry, it's just a different. I guess that's why people maybe do retire after 20, 25 years in certain industries, or go into something else, because I think even if you do love something, at some point you may need to go in a different direction with it, you know, or change it or switch it around a little bit.
You want to conquer something new.
Exactly.
Hey, Deb, so you talked about four areas. You talked gift, passion, and of course the intersection of those. And just before we move on, why don't you just let folks know we're listening to Realty Universal Radio, and Deb and Gino is our guest. Her website is strengthleader.com. And, you're going to want to check that out. I was on there this morning, and I couldn't get off. There's so much good stuff on that website.
Wow.
Strengthleader.com. It's powerful. But, Deb, talk about now, was there a fourth thing that you were heading toward?
The fourth thing is really stepping up into personal responsibility with it. You know, it's like anything else. You know, I'm in my office, and I'm looking at this beautiful bookshelf that I have that's full of amazing books by some of our favorite authors. You know, John Maxwell being certainly one of them. And that bookshelf, there are millions and millions of dollars worth of ideas in those books. But they are only of value when I actually take that knowledge and I apply it, that I take personal responsibility for applying that information. And a lot of times, especially for those of us who maybe have become a little bored with what we're doing for a living, or we're feeling underutilized, we can get a little stale in using information, or not using information, not applying what's really been handed to us, or utilizing the resources that are around us. And that personal responsibility piece is so important. I mean, Natalie, I love what you're sharing, how you ended up in driving the business that you did. It was because there was a need and you wanted to fill it. You took personal responsibility to move yourself forward.
Right, and then and I think once you do that, you're not afraid to do it again. You know, because once you've done it, or once you've hit the ceilings, the income limits, different things, you're not afraid. You know, you don't have that limitation. But interesting. It's interesting. I love what you said about the books, though. You know, I've always found that I'm always a bookaholic and keep so many books. And it's funny how you can read it or read parts, maybe not the whole thing, especially if it's how-to books, business, you know, motivational, et cetera, and then go back and revisit them and then make, you know, bring it to fruition. But I think life really is a journey. And interesting enough, we're all so different and unique in our own ways. And I think that's really important, too, because we're so unique. Yet you could do the assessment test on us, right, and say, oh, you fit into this category, that category, this category, right? There's still, we're predictable to a point, but then we have our own uniqueness, you know, and that's pretty interesting.
And our own strengths are like those books. You know, if we don't use them, they don't matter. You know, if we don't move with our passion, it doesn't matter.
But you know how for somebody it would be like, well, it's not, you know, they why don't you do this, get into sign. No, I'm not interested in that at all. But, you know, we all have different strengths, and I think that's really the interesting part about it. How did you go from being in corporate America, you were telling us in the beginning a little bit, right, to finally deciding that you're, okay, this is it. I've had, I don't want to say had enough or whatever, you know, in one side said, okay, this is, how did you make that, how did you finally make that switch? Or is it something you did a little bit of both for a while or still do? Or?
Yeah, great question. So what happened was in, this was in 2011, I had started to do some coaching for some people, and I would literally, this is so funny, even though I was the vice president of the company, and I had my own office, there's still no privacy. So I was going down to my automobile during lunchtime to do coaching calls with clients.
Wow, really? That's
yeah.
I love that. That's I love it. Yep. Yeah, I love it.
Yep. And then
that's
after
fantastic.
Hours of work and on the weekend, so I was sort of dipping my toe in the water. I wanted to see if it was as good a fit as it seemed to be. How I ended up there was I went for coaching myself. I went to Dan Miller was my coach. Out of Nashville, he's the author of 48 Days to the Work You Love. He's now a dear friend of mine, Dan and Joanne. And I went to coaching with Dan, and it was very clear early on that this was something I was passionate about and I was doing very naturally already. So I started doing my coaching calls, and then by August of that year, I decided that I wanted to do this full time. And my corporate contract was up for renewal, and they came to me for renewal, and I said, I don't think I'm going to renew.
Wow.
I'm going to jump out on my own. December 28th, 2011 was my last day on the job. My company threw me a beautiful goodbye party. I mean, they are still dear friends. As a matter of fact, they were one of my first clients, my leadership coaching clients, when I launched my business.
Wow,
and
congratulations.
Thank you. So I am now doing this full time since December 29th, 2011. And I have loved every minute of it. I really have.
No regrets. No, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Not at all. So I was not fleeing a horrible situation. I was a person who was loving what I was doing, but I knew it was time for me to do it in a way that I can control where I work, when I work, and who I work with.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Wow. Yeah. Deb and Gino is with us. And again, strengthleader.com. She works with, now you work, of course, with individuals and corporate execs, or where do you kind of, is one or the other more of your lane?
Yeah, I actually work with individuals that are either business owners or in a leadership role in a company.
Okay.
And then
Great.
I also go in and work with corporate teams. So I do something called strength mapping, which is probably one of the most popular things I do with companies. I come in and I help them to identify what each person's individual strengths are so that they can make sure the right people are in the right seats on the right bus.
That's perfect. That's excellent.
It's
all
astounding.
Businesses need that, that's for sure.
Isn't it astounding that how many, you know, you would think successful organizations you get inside, and I bet you sometimes you're astounded at how many wrong people are on the wrong bus, on the wrong seat, right?
Oh, isn't that funny? It's
well,
that's,
you know
yeah.
what? I was going to say, sometimes they're in the right row. but, you know,
you
just need a window seat.
There you
that's
go.
That's hysterically funny. That is so good. That's really good. How did you get into the John Maxwell group?
This is such a great story. So I'll give you the abbreviated version. Back in 2010, John was actually writing a book called Everyone Communicates, You Connect, and he was posting each week a chapter on his blog, and he asked people to comment on it and share stories that might be of interest about that topic. I had been a fan of John's for more than 20 years, reading so many of his books, and I, you know, commented here and there on a few of his chapters. And Thomas Nelson Publishing ended up contacting me and asked me if they could publish one of my stories in John's book when he was publishing it. And of course, I said yes. So I ended up on his mailing list for sure then.
Wow.
And when he was launching his certification and speaking and training program, I was blessed enough to have gotten that email, and I jumped on a phone call with Mr. Paul Martinelli and haven't looked back.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
well,
it's an amazing, amazing group of folks, that's for sure. Wow.
Absolutely.
It's so amazing. I love how now we get so connected so quickly. You know, it's like the wheels go around the whole world so much quicker now with the internet and the connecting than 20 years ago, or even 15.
Look at what you're doing today, even with your program right now.
It's amazing.
You're all around the world with this one program.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
No, I just love it. I love it, and it makes it so much easier to have the vision come through and get there. And wow, it's amazing.
Deb, is this the best way for them to contact you on your website? Is strengthleader.com the best one? I know you have a couple of websites.
Yeah. You know, I will poke want to poke around and maybe meet some other really great leaders out there. They can go to strengthleader.com, but I also have, Randy, an online community that they can reach at strengthleadermentor.com.
Okay.
And
Strengthleader Mentor.
Yep. Every Monday night we do a live program there. Folks can join in live with our guests and they can ask questions and they can bring their point of view on leadership and strength. It's a real iron sharpening iron sort of moment.
Wow.
That must be nice. It's so nice to be able to have a community that you're like-minded people questioning things like that. I think that's really great.
Yeah.
Great membership. Yeah.
StrengthLeaderMentor.com.
Very cool.
Deb and Gino, again, has been our guest. I knew this would fly by. We have, maybe 2 minutes here. 2 minute warning.
It always goes by so fast.
It flies by. And, Deb, I know, like I say, you do your weekly show, and would encourage people to get on that website and listen to that and watch that. Is it a TV show? Is it like a webinar?
It's a live webcast. Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, 9:30 Eastern time. Wow, okay.
So you're a TV star.
Well, I don't know that I'm a TV star, but certainly my slide deck is.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you. It was such a pleasure, and I'm going to get on your site and check it out, strengthleader.com.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your opportunity to have a chance to meet you both. It was a pleasure.
Oh, please. Thank you so much. We look forward to meeting you again. And, to everybody out there, I wish you peace.